Welcome to the Beast MIDI podcast. Doing a little something different today with the recording. Lately I've been using the Zoom H6 with the shotgun microphone. Just it's like a directional microphone, so I wouldn't get much room noise. So only problem with it is it's like has a long extension, basically like a stick. And so it kind of makes it a little bit more annoying for like traveling with. So I'm testing out the XY attachment that came with the microphone to see how this sounds, because this would be good for, it'd be easier to pack, and also it would be good for when I have, if I have a guest on, because I can up the levels and kind of get a decent recording of both of us talking. So that's the nice thing about this podcast, all of it is an experiment, so we'll see how this sounds. And today I want to talk about something that's, you know, always argued about on the internets is crop sensor and full frame cameras, and if crop sensor is the equivalent, you know, if it looks the same if you use a certain lens and all that type of jazz. So I shot with a crop sensor camera for pretty much 10 years. I just started shooting full frame in January. I sold all of my camera, pretty much all my camera equipment, and got the Sony and the lens that I have now. And this is kind of my, I think I have a good, like, I think my opinion somewhat matters on this subject, because shooting crop sensor for that long and then having, you know, a high-end full frame with the high-end lens is just not comparable. I think, and the reason I say that is, like, yeah, okay, it's a photo, you can try to kind of have like the same certain lenses or whatever, but it's just not the same. Because I think a good way, you know, I was shooting with a 1.8 quite often, a Sigma 1.8 with my crop sensor Sony lens before I got the full frame lens. And if I put the 1.8 next to my 2.8 that I have now, the 2.8 looks just so much better. It's just a whole different photograph. It's like one of those things. It's not that, like, it's, and this is where why I want to have this conversation as well, is that it actually doesn't matter. What matters is you as a photographer and what you're wanting out of photography. For me, I shot crop sensor for 10 years, and it was mainly because I couldn't afford, you know, proper glass and a proper full frame camera. You could always, you know, I could have always went the route of just buying a cheap full frame camera, but I knew I wanted, like, you know, a certain kind, and I knew it'd be like at a certain time, I knew it'd be kind of like right for me or whatever. And when the Sony A7 R2 came out, I really wanted that camera really bad. And it wasn't till, I mean, I don't even know how long the camera's been out. I probably should have wrote that down. Like, I don't write notes for these podcasts, which I should. But it's been out for quite some time, at least a year, probably like a year and a half. Who knows? I feel like it's been out for quite some time. When it came out, I was like, this camera's amazing. But there's just no way. I was like, this is expensive. You know, it's just not going to work out. So it was just one of those things where I was shooting with the A6300. I kind of got a little lucky. The reason I ended up with that camera is I had a Canon. I had a Canon until I got the A7 R2. But I had a point and shoot Sony RX 100 Mark IV. And I was out filming with Christian Svitek in Cleveland, and I was also shooting random photos with the little RX100, and it's an expensive little compact camera, but I really like having something I can put in my pocket for those types of situations where it's just something better than an iPhone. I was actually keeping it in a bag, so I think I don't know why I typically don't have this camera in a bag, but for whatever reason I had it in the bag. And I swung the bag over my shoulder, and I didn't have that compartment zipped. We were moving from one location to the next in downtown Cleveland, It flew right out, smashed onto the sidewalk, and it was done for. Luckily, I spent a few extra bucks. I got the camera at Best Buy, and this camera had already been out for a little while, but it was still out. And they gave me a full cash refund, like it couldn't be fixed. So when they did that, it kind of dawned on me that I was like, oh. Because like at this point, the A6300 was out. It was you know, pretty new at this time. And I was like, for $200 extra, I can get upgrade to the A63, like my pocket, like this was my pocket camera. So I'm thinking, well, screw it. I just won't put it in my pocket. I'll just buy this A6300, the lens, and I'll have, you know, it has 4K, you know, so if I want to mess around with that, you know, it's super fast for shooting photos. You know, to me, it was just like, well, I kind of got lucky with this thing breaking. So that's what I did. And so once I got into, because that was like my first Sony camera, like the pocket camera is just like, it's just like any other pocket camera, but I think that Sony, the RX series is the best kind, I feel like, but it's still, you know, very standard. You turn the camera on, and, it is what it is. You're not switching lenses and that type of thing. It's a 1-inch sensor camera. So when I got the A6300, I got it right before I went to New York, like the day before, and I didn't even really have time. Like, I got batteries charged to turn it on. You know, I got my settings kind of how, you know, I want them. Flew to New York. Basically, my test shots were at the airport and in the plane. That's what I shot with. I didn't take my Canon or nothing. Like, for the last years, probably the last 4 years before I got full frame, I didn't. Only time I shot my Canon is if I like was shooting a wedding or something like that. Before the RX, I had Fuji series cameras. And I love those cameras. I actually still wish I had like an X100 series camera, which it's not to be confused with the RX100 with Sony. I know they're real close. Fuji has an X100 series camera that's like, they look like a retro camera, like an old Leica camera or something like that. I love those cameras. It's a fixed lens, 35mm. They definitely produce a great photo. One day I think I would like to kind of have one of those again, but you know, that's a whole another money situation. The reason I sold it is to kind of be able to do what I am. But I do miss that. That is the only camera I've ever bought that I like. It's like, man, that's a great camera, and like that'd be a great camera like freaking 20 years from now even, just because of its, you know, its look, and you know the photos it does produce are great. And but yeah, maybe someday down the line they'll get cheap on eBay or something when they, you know, they're always bringing new, they're still. I think they've released two since I've had one. They don't release them as much as like other brands, but they're, you know, so they'll probably still release them, and you know, someday those, the one that I use will probably be real cheap. It's probably already cheap on eBay, but maybe someday. Anyways, just wanted to give props to Fujian. That's a great camera. So I was shooting in New York with the Sony A6300, and I just had the kit lens, the 16-50, which is like a 28 to whatever or something like that. I don't know if it's 20, it's somewhere in that range, might even be a little bit less, like a 27 or whatever. And I had so much fun shooting with this camera. I felt like it was like the X100 but rad, because you could change lenses, it was quick, it was autofocus is way, that's one thing with the X100 series, the autofocus is next to garbage, especially the original X100, the first one. That thing was a nightmare. It's like, yes, I got a focus. You'd have to try like 10 minutes. They got better, but that was still the problem. I don't know about the new one. Yeah, that's out. There was a recent one that somewhat came. I think it's the F. I never even researched it because I just don't want to, like, I don't know. That's what camera should look at, though, just kind of see what it's like, so I can kind of talk about it someday if I wanted to. But anyways. Hopefully the autofocus got better, because that was its 100%. It's like worst thing with that camera. So I just felt like it was great. You know, the size, you know, was good, and you know, it was just fun to use, and that was kind of important. I think, like, you know, when you're shooting photos daily, you know, that's who you are as a photographer. I think, like, you know, when people say it doesn't, you know, the tool doesn't matter, it kind of does in a weird way. Like, if what you're shooting with doesn't, you know, kind of get you stoked or get you happy, or like, obviously you're not going to really enjoy doing it. So yeah, that kind of that trip and shooting with that camera, like I knew that I needed to get the A7R too. Like that was my goal. And I wanted to get the proper like G Master lens. That it wasn't even out yet, but I knew it was announced. And that was kind of like my time frame, which it didn't happen. I had to wait longer. but which is story of my life and many others with, you know, oh, I'm going to get this thing. And then you're like, huh, okay. I kind of need some dollars for that, but you know. So I basically made a plan. Is I knew ahead I was shooting a friend's wedding. And so his wedding was a fall wedding. So I knew that was the last time I was ever going to shoot with a Canon camera. So, which, interestingly, I shot some of it with that, and I still shot with the Sony A6300 because actually, that camera is still, you know, it's still a great camera for, you know, situations. And, you know, a lot of the cameras now these days are, you know, they're great, even the crop sensor ones, obviously. Like, I don't have any hatred towards crop sensor. But I had the plan of, like, all right, I need to make sure, you know, and get, you know, my job done that I had planned out, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I was going to sell every photography piece that I had to upgrade to the A7R II with the G Master lens. Like every single thing that like I, which was easy to do because I was pretty much deeply in the Canon ecosystem besides like I just had the Sony A6300 and lens. Like, so like I didn't have any other Sony items. So like, I had a lot of Canon stuff that I accumulated over the years. Like I had a fisheye lens from skateboarding. I had long lens. I had zoom lens. Two prime lens, like just like stuff I acquired over, you know, basically since 2007 ish range when my first Canon camera I bought was a Canon 20D. So like over all these years, I, you know, acquired, you know, different lenses and whatever, and just like, you know, had a kit. You know, I had my kit set up, and I was like, all right, if I sell all this stuff, I'm pretty dang close to be able to just swap right up. So, I thought about it and I was like, well, if I just sell this Sony 6300, you know, I could just do it. Like man, this is going to work out perfectly. Like it's super weird. Like how kind of like things just kind of like happened, like the camera breaking to upgrading to kind of almost get like a feel of like the Sony like ecosystem a little bit more and like how great those things are and you know, what they're capable of. Like, you know, this camera's like, I think that's what's great. Like, you know, my first digital camera was a 4-megapixel camera. So like, it's insane to me. Like when I see something like, you know, the cameras are out now, like what you can do. Like I pretty much was like there for the whole process of like, you know, the digital, you know, the enhancements of, you know, digital photography. So yeah, that's what I did. You know, I literally sold everything to where it was just like a swap up and just, like sold everything. So all I'm shooting with now is the A7R II and the G Master 24-70, and that's my camera. And you know, I do have the RX100 Sony. I did buy one of those again because I really like having you know, having a kid. Like you want to like, you know, kind of like, or at least for me, I'm a very nostalgic person. iPhones are great. You know, you can definitely get some photos with that. You know, I shoot thousands of photos on my iPhone, just like, you know, a lot of people do. But they're still far from like good. Like, you know, if you're like shooting in your house and like the, you know, it's like, you know, lighting, you know, you don't have all the lights on, like, you know, you get your kid moving around, they're going to be blurry. So I think that's kind of like where I was just like, I need something that's not quite, you know, my big, you know, camera. It was nice to kind of get back into that, have something real simple to shoot a bunch of stuff and just, you know, photos to have for memories. And cause I think it's super important. Cause like, I don't know. I think that's what's great about iPhones too. If you don't have a compact camera or whatever, or, you know, if you want to get one, great, cool. Like to shoot as like shoot as much as you can. Like even if it's just one thing of like a certain, like it's, to me, it's like so amazing. Like how simple it is now. I think that's kind of like what I was saying with like looking back at the, you know, how digital photography has grown is how something like so simple right now can mean so much like 10 years, 40 years from now. like, you know, something simple like, oh yeah, building gingerbread house at Christmas time. Like, you know, like I don't have a photo of me building a gingerbread house. I don't even know if I ever did, honestly, when I was a kid. But, you know, it would like right now if it's like, oh, I found this photo of you, you know, building a gingerbread house when you're like four. I'd be like so stoked to see it. So like it's like one of those weird things that like it seems kind of like, you know, a lot of things where you're just kind of going through the paces and just kind of like enjoying your time and that type of thing. Which like, you know, it's definitely take a moment, just snap some photos, you know, just, you know, shoot some stuff. And, you know, even right now you might not be like, oh, you know, we're just at the park kind of messing around, you know, or something, whatever. Like I think all that stuff will mean a lot different. And that's why, I mean, even if you look at it and like, you know, photographers that are, you know, famous or whatever, they're bringing out books now that are shot, you know, photos were shot 30, 40 years ago. They didn't release them 30 or 40 years ago because they didn't think they're that good. But now the nostalgia kicks in and, you know, that stuff, some of the stuff's not around or looks different. So the photos are great. You know, it's, I think that's, you know, a good way to, for even just for personal things is like, just like document, you know, and that's what it is. It's just document. And that's how I actually kind of work. You know, I all I'm doing is documenting and just doing my work and just kind of, you know, I'm not really like forcing anything. I definitely always have projects, you know, here and there that I'm kind of doing, but so it's like this podcast, this is like a pure example of like me just documenting. Like I was like, oh, I'm going to do a thing about crop sensors versus full frame. And I haven't even really talked about that. So that kind of goes to show, you know, create and do. And, you know, since I guess I brought the crop and, you know, led that right back in there, is that this is kind of my statement on that whole thing, is to not even waste your time with looking at comparisons, because there's countless of it and it'll always be, because that's, you know, it's content. But this is what I have to say. There's a classic quote from Chase Jarvis that says, or he said that the greatest camera is the one that's on, that you have with you. Majority of the time, yeah, people have an iPhone with them. That's fantastic. You can shoot photos and you can shoot great photos with it. But I also love the quote from photographer Ricky Powell, where he, you know, it's from a documentary, Everybody's Street. He puts a camera around his neck, around his shoulder, and he says, if I can't do this, I'm in the wrong profession. And I actually love that quote more than the Chase Jarvis quote. Because, you know, if you're shooting daily, you know, and you're wanting to kind of like, I guess this is more towards like the photographer, not just like documenting, but like someone who's like, you know, kind of like more like that, like that's who you are, is like the A7R II and the G Master lens is like, it's not, to me, it's actually not as heavy as it looks, but it's not light either. So, and it's big. So for me, it's like, yeah, I could not carry this, you know, but then I will be 100% bummed out when I say, if I shot, I think a good example is something really as simple as looking at a photo that I just shot. I'm trying to remember what I even called it. It's a post called Summer. If you go to my website, beastminute.com, there's a blog post called Summer, and it's a photo of like a bush and flowers and like, you know, that type of thing in the sky. That photo will not look like that with an iPhone. It just wouldn't. It wouldn't look like that with the crop sensor either. They're just like, it might not seem obvious, but if we put like iPhone crop full frame, it's noticeable. And I think that's where a lot of people think of like, oh, you won't know unless like you're told. But I think that's the tricky thing. I think that's the easy way to say it, because like, oh yeah, shout out to an iPhone and try to, you know, it's the same spot, whatever. It's like, I think the way it's never really talked about in the reverse. There's a lot of videos like where crop is like kind of compared and like, oh yeah, you can use crop sensor to full frame. But it's never flipped around, really. Like, if you look at, say, you know, I would just look up, like, a famous photographer or whatever that's shooting with, you know, whatever. Like, even, okay, I'm a big William Eggleston fan. I probably always talk about him. You know, you've always seen me, you know, post something about him here and there. If you take one of his photos And say if you were there, you got to go back in time with your iPhone and take the picture. It's gonna be like, you know, the new iPhone right now, or you know, the new iPhone 5 years from now. You know, like, it's just that's nice. It's not gonna be like comparable, and I think that's the tricky thing, is like, think of it in like the better way. Cause of course, like, it's all justification. It's like, well, I could just go shoot this with my iPhone, and that's great. You know, and I think that's another amazing thing. Like, if the iPhone existed when I was in high school, and after even years after high school, that to me, I'd be like, this is the greatest piece of technology ever created, which it is. But like, I think it's one of those things where it's there, so it's easy to be like, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna do that. But you know, and the funny thing about that Ricky Powell quote is that's him just talking about just taking a camera with you, and he shoots film, and that's kind of what it was about. That's just like him leaving the house with a camera. But I think that's still valid, even with having an iPhone with a camera on it, is it's how you want your photograph to end up. You know, do you want it pretty much kind of, iPhone photos, they're pretty flat. You know, they continue to look better and better, but it's just like, you know, when I compare my A6300 A7R II, the depth, this is crazy. So if I were to compare iPhone to my A7R II, I'd just be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. And I think that's just, you know, that's kind of the best way to look at it. And so that's kind of like my conclusion of like the whole like argument, is it's better to not even think about the argument, if that's kind of like the process you're in or thinking about, is just worry about how you want to be, as you know, what you're looking to do. And it's not about like what's better either. I think that's kind of like an interesting kind of spin with this podcast. It's about a feeling. If you're totally, and that's the thing, it's not if you're okay with iPhone photos, that's kind of like weird to say, but like, if that's all you need, then I highly suggest not spending your money, because you're fulfilled with your photos, you know, being shot with an iPhone, and that's okay. For me though, as a photographer, I always was like, felt ripped off. Like with the, even like, and that's with the crop sensor, like not an iPhone. That's an iPhone. iPhone's not really even in this conversation, basically, at this point. So like, you know, with the crop sensor, I felt like something was missing. Like something was like, this is nice, but it doesn't look that great. At the same time, like the quality is fine. Like it's not about quality, and that's important. Like, say if you go out during the day and you shoot a photo with the crop and a full frame, it's not about quality, it's about a look, and there's a big difference. And I think that's where a lot of conversation isn't had on the internet about crop versus full frame is, yeah, say like the side of a barn or whatever, or a house, the quality is going to look great, like, you know, with a new crop sensor or a new full frame. But you know, it's not about like, if you're shooting ISO 100 on those two, it's not about like, oh, this one, you know, has a little bit of like a slight, very slight noise when you zoom in, or, you know, I always hate that. Like, but that won't even be like an issue. And I think the issue is when you're actually looking at the photo, like, oh, this house kind of like draws you in with the full frame, and the crop sensor looks nice. And I think that's kind of where I'll end that is, And that's kind of weird too. Like, I guess when I finished, I'm like, oh, does that sound like lame? But I mean, the crop versus full frame talk is like a big thing on, you know, with cameras. And it's weird to like be like, oh yeah, you know, full frame. But it's, I don't know. I think the best way to look at it too is if you go to my blog and just scroll through my photos, you'll tell the difference just by scrolling. You'll see my photos shot before and what they're shot now, and you can just tell the color. You can tell like the colors, and that's an interesting thing, is like the color difference, and that has a lot to do with the lens, and kind of like, you know, and that's a big thing too. It's not even about the sensors. Like if you buy the A7R II and put a crappy, you know, lens on it, I mean, you're gonna get a different image than like a more expensive lens. So there's a lot of variables But when it comes down to it, you know, if you're putting the two together, you're it's two different worlds. You know, it might be subtle in some situations, but I think subtle is can be a big difference, if that makes any sense. Like subtle could be the way, you know, say if, let's just go back to the barn. A subtle difference could be the crop photo being kind of like, just kind of not like, and that's okay. I'm kind of like thinking as I'm talking and trying to make something up here. So here's my subtle look, subtle thing. A subtle thing to me is what is the photo drawing you in. Anyone can kind of like stand in a spot, find an angle, shoot this with whatever camera. I think the subtle thing, and that is the huge difference, is that drawing in that a full frame does. And and I think a big thing is like, there's a couple people I talked to at pizza shop, East of Chicago Pizza, that shoot photos. And like they kind of talk, like photography is like Instagram, you know, Instagrammers. And, you know, that's a big thing. And, you know, I fully support it because I just love photography. And if that's how, you know, if you're wanting to just be an Instagrammer and that's what you do and that's what you do, that's, you know, fantastic. But what's interesting is, like, you know, they showed me some accounts. I didn't know who these guys were, you know, not the people I was talking to, but the people that are showing me on Instagram. You know, they obviously have big followings and stuff. I look at their photos and it's like, you know, they're like, oh, these are just shot on iPhone. You know, it's the typical, you know, popular Instagrammers where it's like, you know, Hawaii sunsets or that type of thing. And I think, to me, those ones especially, is like when you look at those photos, you're like, that's a lovely photo. And I think it's lovely because the colors are nice and, you know, the trees look cool. You know, it's silhouetted. That looks cool. You know, it's a nice photo. Like, and I think that's kind of there. That's just an easy way to do it, because a lot of people are like, oh, great, I freaking live in freaking the Rust Belt. That sunset looks fantastic. You know, it's so, and there's not many places that look like Hawaii. And, like, you know, so I think that's another important thing. So I guess, like, talking to them kind of gave me a little bit of motivation to bring that up, is, like, to not get confused with location or person. And person is a big thing, too. You know, you can see photos of like a celebrity and be like, oh, it's cool. Is it, you know, is it cool because the photo's cool, or is it cool because like Brad Pitt is cool? And, which Brad Pitt is also, he shoots photos, and I actually really like his work. He shoots with a Leica film camera. I don't know which one he shoots with, but he actually had a collection of photos of Angelina Jolie quite a few years ago, but I actually really enjoyed them. And so I don't even really know how I was going with this whole side story. Oh yeah, the Instagrammers and the, so yeah, I mean, you can get photos and you know, with an iPhone, and just, you can create a following. It's not even about that. I guess really when it comes down to it, if I, you know, really kind of thinking about it myself now, is preference. And you know, you can easily argue, you're like, oh, you can shoot that with an iPhone. Absolutely, you can. I mean, you can shoot a freaking Polaroid if you wanted to. It's not about, like, you know, you can shoot anything with anything. But I think it's like, at the end of the day, it's a look, it's a style that you're wanting. And that kind of goes to show too of like, you know, what really is kind of just your vibe. You know, if it's just, you know, running around with the iPhone and that's just what you want to do, cool. If it's running around with, you know, a full frame camera, cool. I think just to kind of make it simple is, I don't think there's an argument. I think the argument is just like kind of made to kind of bring attention, you know, bring, you know, advertisement, any of that type of stuff, you know, towards like blogs or whatever. And, you know, I can hang with that. I mean, I understand there's a bunch of blogs and stuff I follow. I mean, obviously I like that stuff too. You know what I mean? It's cool, but the whole, you know, trying to like debate crop versus full frame is kind of unnecessary. So that's kind of, I guess, where I'm gonna leave it. Where I'll extend it from there is to not care what other people say. I feel like I might have went through this little rant before, but I will do it again, is that it actually doesn't matter what other people are saying or what you're doing. You can go buy that Canon 20D, my first digital camera, and if that's what you want to use, that's awesome. You know, I think that's what's important to do. Or if you were like me, like, I'm always going to work, I'm always going to save, and then, you know, maybe one day I can have a full frame, and then, you know, when that day comes, it's going to be like the greatest time ever. Like that, like, for me, like, when I sold all that stuff and I was able to get a full frame with, like, the best lens, like, that was, like, I felt like, it was the craziest. It was like literally 10 years, you know, of shooting photos before I had, like, what was in my mind, like, what I always, like, reached for, maybe my goals. And so I think it's, you know, I think it's not caring about what people, what people say, if your buddy has a full frame fancy schmancy camera and you're shooting with, you know, an old, you know, crop sensor camera, like, I don't think I know you shouldn't be worrying about that. That's, you can go out and shoot better photos than Wally, your buddy, with something that's older, for sure. I mean, and that's the thing to not get confused, is it's not about this whole conversation is, I don't want to be like, oh, you have to have full frame because that's the best. It's not the best. To me, I feel like, for myself, the look isn't comparable. That's not saying that it's the best. For me, it's the best, like, myself and how I view my photographs and how I view photographers from the past, how their photos look is very much like a full frame, because that's, you know, they're shooting 35, and, you know, that's kind of what was always my I felt like I was always missing out when I was shooting with crop sensor. But that doesn't mean that's the best. For you, it might be, you know, any type of crop sensor. It might be a 1-inch sensor, it might be your phone. And I think that's the important thing, is just do your work. I'll say this always, and that's, like, pretty much my favorite quote is from Shore, is, all I'm always trying to do is my work. And that's, like, the best thing that you can even think about as a photographer, artist, painter, whatever you are, is not worry about all the crap that goes around the internets and your friends and your parents and whoever. Is just do your work, and that's all you need to do. I mean, it's as simple as that. So, trying to leave this on a little positive note. I felt like it kind of got a little weird in there, because I kind of, you know, was just blabbing a little bit. But yeah, definitely, just, you know, I just wanted to put a little bit of a conversation there about the whole, because I see a lot of that crop versus full frame stuff on the internet, especially when new cameras are announced. So, yeah, just do you. I mean, you'll know if you want full frame. I think that's a good way to kind of go about it. I always knew I wanted full frame. If you look at a full frame, if you're looking at someone's photos or sample photos or whatever you're looking at, and that's the, like, yeah, that's really what I want my photos to look like. You know, it doesn't have to, like, the photo can be of, like, a model or a trash can or a house or, indoors. And you'll just get a feeling of, like, yep, that's what I need. And then it's just patience game. And if you have the money, fantastic. That's even better. You just go buy it. So, anyways, thanks for listening. Make sure you look at beastmania.com. Check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/beastmitty. Hit that subscribe button. If you could hit it, do a little review here on Apple, podcast app. Do a review of, you can just say, like, rad or whatever. Cool. You know, whatever review, putting like, how this dude, like, says, and like, and doesn't know what he's talking about. However you want to do it, it's cool. This is with the, new mic setup. So yeah, hopefully this sounds all right. Sounds pretty good in my headphones here. So, anyways, I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening, as always, and I hope all is well.